And now it's time for Coach Vernon Dozier, Outside the Lines. Coach Dozier tackling topics beyond the world of sport. Here now, Coach Vernon Dozier.
Thank you. This is an exciting moment for me because I had long desired to have a show where I could interview and talk with people about things, and not necessarily be the guest myself, but also be the host of the show and to talk about things beyond, as the announcer Wick Fleety just said, dealing with things beyond the world of sport, and I'm happy to do that. I am a little bit nervous. I think you can understand that because up to this point, I'm fine. Thank you. I would get some water. Thank you. Bud Dickman has asked me if I need some water. Yes, I would like some water. I have been the topic of conversation. I've been the interview subject is what I'm trying to say. But today, today I am going to be me be the one, me interview man. I am going to be the one who interviews the gentleman that I have here in my studio right now. And he be called,
I'm Steve Bozell.
Yes, sir. Thank you. He is Stephen Bozell. Thank you very much, Mr. Bozell.
It's all right.
Mr. Bozell is here. And what is that?
General Shaw wants to know if you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. And this is my first show, so I have just a little bit of a case of the nerves, and I'm sure you understand me. Now, Mr. Bozell, welcome to Vernon Dozier Outside the Lines, and it's great to have you with us.
I'm very proud to be here.
You know, it wasn't long ago, maybe a couple years ago, that you and I met, and we had this discussion that sort of took the lid off of a problem that you identified hot on the heels of your trip to Paris and the situation that you had there. Now, I understand you were on stage with Phil Hendry at Theater West.
Yes, I was.
And you dealt with not this, but a different problem?
I dealt with the preceding problem, yeah, when I was in Paris, France, and I had, the erectile dysfunctionality.
All right, so you had erectile dysfunction in Paris.
That is correct, yeah.
Now what we have is a topic that we sort of has been on the back burner, would you say?
I think that UB has been on the back burner for a reason, and that is because most men worry about ED and the UB. Well, now I'm getting the same problem you got. Most men worry about ED. No, they know where UB.
Shoot.
Yeah. Let's try it.
Go ahead.
Most men are worried about ED, and they're not worried about UB. That's
what we're trying to say.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us what UB is?
UB is simply being out in public. It's the opposite of ED. It's when you're walking around.
Well, tell everybody what UB stands for.
UB stands for, and it's colloquial, and I don't want to offend anybody. If you're easily offended, I probably want to turn this off because I tried to use a phrase, a term that is known and is immediately impactful, you know. Not necessarily medical.
Do you know if this has, by the way, a medical?
It I believe is psychofantastical is what I call it.
What does that mean?
Psychofantastical is when you're just your mind. I think it's psychological, but it's also your mind has just almost exploded. If your mind was a thing, it would have exploded outside. It would be blowing through your ears.
If your mind was a thing, and it, I don't mean to laugh.
No, that's okay. In other words, what psychofantastical is, if your mind would explode out through the ears.
Okay, is that what's happening when you have UB?
You may find it funny. I'm sorry, I had to laugh. What do you find funny about a man being in the distress if you go from ED to UB?
What does UB stand for, sir?
Okay, UB is unwanted boner. The unwanted boner is a very not much talked about phenomenon, here.
Get some water.
Thank you. We're, I think tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is Vernon Dozier. I have Stephen Bozell from Corona, California Construction Contractors talking to me about UB, a phenomenon called unwanted boner.
See, you're laughing about it.
I apologize.
Have you, have you ever experienced it?
Have I ever experienced unwanted boner?
I can get up and leave, sir.
I don't want you to leave, and I apologize for laughing. And then maybe that's what's going on here.
Yeah, I think you want some water, too?
Yeah, I'll take some water. All we're doing here is drinking water, but I guess that's what we need. Thank you very much. All right, so unwanted boner.
Yeah, unwanted boner is, it's not often talked about, as you said. Yet a man can, you can come down with UB, and you walk around, and you've got, it's, you have a boner all the time.
Okay, so you're erect. Why not call it like erection, erectile function? What, why not give it a more of a scientific name?
Because I need to get the message out. I need to get the message out.
Is this a bad thing, unwanted boner?
It can be, yeah. If you're around a friend's wife, if you are in a church and there's a nun. What is so funny?
Nothing. Go ahead.
If you're in a church, well, let me tell you what, Mr. Dozier.
Coach Dozier, if you don't mind.
Okay. You get a boner around the wrong nun,
and there's trouble?
Yes, sir, there is trouble.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but I can't tell you if I have ever gotten a boner around a nun.
Have you been around nuns?
No, I have not. That's just it. I think you'd have to be Catholic or something.
Well, I at a church that I was at for a wedding, there were two nuns,
and you popped.
Yeah, I did pop it. I popped two. I popped two boners, one for each nun. Good. You're making them uncomfortable.
Am I making you uncomfortable, sir?
Well, it feels to me like what I have to do is get this message out.
And I want to help you get the message out.
Okay. Then I would appreciate it very much if you would not sit there and laugh at everything I say.
All right. I apologize, sir. I had a little bit of a nerve problem here at the beginning, and I'm trying to calm it down.
Yeah, see? You were all going me this and me that.
You're right. I did.
Okay. The unwanted boner, UB, is something that struck me following my trip to Paris when I got rid of ED, and then UB, about 2 weeks later,
you got UB.
I got UB. And again, I was with Roy Hutchins and his wife, Claudette, and she came walking in just wearing a regular pair of shorts and flip-flops, and I popped a boner like that, man. It just came right up in my trousers.
Yeah. So what is embarrassing? You have to cover it up, right?
Yeah, you do cover it up. You take a magazine, your hand. Roy, at this point, said, he had to wait for his wife to leave. He said, why is your hand, why are you covering your ball area? I said, I have no reason. I've got a pain there, and I'm just touching to see if the pain is going to go away.
Did he buy that?
No, he looked like he didn't buy it for shit.
Watch the language, please.
Yeah, watch the language.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We can cut it out of tape.
Okay. I'm very, very sorry.
And then after that?
Then after that, I had incidents of UB. I got two unwanted boners when two nuns walked by.
Where? You were in a church?
I was in a church for a wedding, yeah.
And two nuns come by.
Yeah.
And you said you got two boners, one for each nun. How does that work?
Are you laughing again?
You're laughing, sir.
Let me tell you something. Can we stop the tape?
Yeah.
I'm going to laugh. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Mr. Dickman, if you wouldn't mind getting me some water, I don't need any counseling from you. Mr. Bozell, trust me when I tell you I am taking this seriously.
All right. What am I going to do? I'm trapped. I'm trapped here.
You can leave the interview if you want.
No, I don't want to do that. You're asking me some tough questions.
No, I think anybody would ask the question. When you say you got UB, which is unwanted boner.
Fuck you, man. Now, hold on.
Hold on. Come on, Mr. Bozell.
I'm going to sit here and watch this guy laughing at everything.
I'm sorry. Come on, sit down. You said you got unwanted boner around two nuns. You said you got two unwanted. I don't understand that.
What don't you understand?
You said two nuns walked by and you got two cases of UB.
Yeah, I got one boner for one nun
and then it went down. Then I saw the other bone. Then I saw the other boner, and then I got a nun. I mean, I said I saw the other nun. I got a boner.
Well, were they walking together?
They were about, I'd say they were spaced out by about 2 seconds.
All right, so let me get this straight. The nun comes by, you get UB.
Yes, sir.
The nun passes, and the UB goes away.
Yeah.
Now comes nun number two.
Yeah.
Another boner.
Another UB, yeah.
She goes by, and the boner goes away.
Yes, sir.
So this is interesting. The UB lasts as long as you're in the presence of the woman that gave you the UB.
That is correct. Yeah. So, my wife April is constant. I'm always getting. I don't get UB with my wife because I want to have. She's the one woman in the world where I want to have WB. Where I want to have WB. You know, WB is what, wanted boner. God damn, man. I'm sorry. Is that what that is?
Yes, it is. So you get wanted boner.
Come on, coach.
I'm sorry. You get wanted boner around your wife.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's good.
Of course it is good.
But does wanted boner go away as fast as unwanted of UB?
No, a wanted boner will stay because it is indeed a wanted boner.
Now, I got to ask you this question. Have you checked this out with doctors? Have you checked this out with... You're shaking your head no.
No, because I think doctors are only... I mean, I did go to my doctor for my ED.
Okay. What did he give you, by the way?
He gave me Viagra. He said it was nerves and like that. Did the Viagra help? No, it didn't, because you have to be sexually attracted. And at that time, I was having a hard time, you know, thinking about sex and everything. You said you went to Paris. I went to Paris... But there's no way you can get it. If you have ED, there's no way you're going to pop one in Paris, because when you drive by the Eiffel Tower, it's like the biggest wiener, penis. Yeah, it's like the world's biggest penis. And you look at it and you go, man, there's no way. There's no way at all. There's no way at all I can compete with that.
So when did you finally get the WB?
What?
When did you finally get an erection?
Oh, when I come home.
Okay. So anyway, let's get back to this. So you got wanted boner with your wife, but you got unwanted boner with two nuns.
God damn it. Come on. Come on, Mr. Bozell, sit down. It's almost over. It's almost over.
Yeah, sure.
It is.
All right, here. I just want to ask you. You got unwanted boner with two nuns.
Well, not just with two nuns. That was an example of how you can get UB. I got UB around women who are out. Lesbian, you know, like Melissa Etheridge. I pop one looking at her.
Well, I mean, you know, that's not going to be unusual, I think, for a lot of men to be attracted to women who are, you know, lesbians or gay.
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, there I am looking at Melissa Etheridge on TV, and all of a sudden, wow, you know, it's swelling up in my pants. And my wife goes, thank you. And I what am I going to tell her? It's not you, honey. It's the lesbian singer. So it's an interesting thing.
All right. I'm talking here with Steve Bozell about UB. This is the first time we've talked about UB in a couple of years. The first time we talked about this, Steve, was the first time you'd ever talked about it.
Yes, sir.
Has anything improved? I mean, you don't want to go to doctors. You don't talk to doctors about this.
No, I don't really talk to doctors or scientists about it, because all they're going to do is just, you know, they're going to give you carrot juice or some bulk. I don't know what they're going to do. They blow it off, man. They just go, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, right. You got UB. Most guys like to have that problem.
Well, what would you say if I said to you, yeah, a lot of guys would like to have that problem?
Well, it's not, like I said, it's not as good as you think it is. When a nun walks by and you pop one, and there may be a priest with her, the first thing he's going to do, because if you've ever seen priests, they have around their waist, they have knotted ropes. And, I mean, he's going to come after you. Oh, man, I don't want to be you.
So you tell me if I pop it on UB with a nun, the priest is going to beat my ass.
Yeah.
Okay. I suppose that's valid.
No, I think it is. The other place you're going to get a UB, you go to your kid's kindergarten class. Oh, thank God my daughter and my son are out of that level of education, because can you imagine going to your kid's kindergarten class and you see the teacher? Now, the first thing I'd do is if I see the teacher's hot, I would turn immediately and try to walk out, but already it's too late. You got UB. You popped a bone, so you got to...
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
Oh, come on, Mr. Bozell.
No, I'm leaving. That's the last time I...
Why are you crying?
Because you said, come on, Mr. Bozell, it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you guys ever say to me.
I could. Look, Steve, this is my first interview show. I'm bound to act like an ass. I apologize. I'll let you go. I think we've gotten everything we need to get out of you. How does one get rid of UB?
The way you get rid of UB is to just get WB. Just start. You have to accept it. So if you pop a boner with a nun, you're going to have to just say, yeah, you know, I like that nun.
Yeah, the nun looks good.
If you pop a boner with a kindergarten class teacher, you're going to have to just say, okay.
I like my kid's kindergarten class teacher.
Yeah, and you know, and you get guilty because you're married.
Well, of course you would.
And if you pop one, like if the woman is a gas station attendant, if she's a truck driver, if she's 98 and can't even get out of the chair, did that happen to you?
Sit down, Mr. Bozell. Come on,
sit down. I'm sorry, Steve.
Did what happen?
Did you get UB around a 90-year-old lady that couldn't get out of a chair?
Yes, I did.
And I was forever ashamed by it.
I walked in, there was a friend of mine's grandmother, Mrs. Hattie Weiss. Hattie, if you're listening, I will forever be apologizing to you. And I had on a pair of loose shorts. We were playing tennis. And she was there. She was being spoon-fed some pablum. Goodbye. Oh, come on, man. Goodbye.
Fuck.
This has been Coach Vernon Dozier, Outside the Lines. Join us again next time with another great interview from people beyond the world of sport.
And as Coach Vernon Dozier, I'm sorry about the guest tonight, Stephen Bozell, walking off the show. We'll try to get him back and try to get further into this very interesting topic of unwanted boner. World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.